Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, November the 17th, 2020. Air Asia Group Berhad has given its strongest indication to date that it could exit India, saying it was reviewing its investment in a joint venture airline in India. The group said in a statement that its operations in India, like those of its now shuttered Japan business, have been draining cash and adding to the group's financial stress. It said, and I quote, "Cost containment and reducing cash burn remain key priorities evident by the recent closure of AirAsia Japan and an ongoing review of our investment in AirAsia India," unquote. After sharply cutting India's economic growth forecast to a 14.3 contraction barely 2 months ago, American brokerage firm Goldman Sachs today revised its upward estimates to minus 10.3% in 2021 on the back of announcement of effective vaccines that could allow containment policies and mobility. It also projected India's GDP to rebound to a 13% growth in the next financial year 2021-22. This marks the second such upgrade in India's growth estimates after Moody's last week revised upward the GDP forecast. Central Crime Branch Sleuths arrested former Bengaluru Mayor R. Sampathraj and accused in a case of August 11th DJ Halli and KJ Halli riots on late Monday night. He was on the run for over a month to evade arrest. Sampath was reportedly arrested from his hideout in Benson Town in North Bengaluru by a team headed by Assistant Commissioner of Police, CCB. Sandeep Patil, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime, confirmed Sampath's arrest and said further details about Sampath would be shared after questioning him. Asserting that terrorism is the biggest problem facing the world, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that there was a need to ensure that countries supporting and assisting terrorists are held guilty in an oblique reference to Pakistan. Addressing the summit of five-nation grouping BRICS via video conference, the Prime Minister also said that there was a need to tackle the problem of terrorism in an organized manner. The 12th BRICS summit, hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin, was also attended by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro, and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. The World Health Organization has praised the Uttar Pradesh government for the latter's COVID-19 management strategy, terming it as a good example for other states to follow, an official statement said today. Rodrigo Ofrin, WHO country representative, in a statement issued by the state government, said, and I quote, "The UP government's strategic response to COVID-19 by stepping up contact tracing efforts is exemplary and can serve as a good example for other states," unquote. Asserting that it is time for a decisive movement to achieve the long-delayed reform to the powerful UN Security Council, India said that a handful of countries are using the Intergovernmental Negotiations, or IGN, as a smokescreen and stopping progress on reforming the powerful UN body. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador T.S. Thirumurthy, speaking in the UN General Assembly on question of equitable representation on an increase in the membership of the Security Council, lamented that nothing has moved for more than a decade in the IGN except hearing passionate statements on the need for reform. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in tomorrow morning for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the Deccan Herald app. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/Deccan Herald News.